ध्याया मोदबलावकुन्दनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धाभाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीमन्दश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So till now Shankara explained whatever Krishna was telling by telling that karma is essential, and Arjuna is trying to escape, so Krishna is giving reasons as to why a person should do karma. The very first thing that Krishna said in the fifth shloka was, person cannot escape from karma. And then Krishna spoke about, like, if you think you can escape from karma, then you will be a mithyachara. Or you can externally not escape from karma, but do it in a better way. And therefore, like Krishna said, that niyatam kuru karmatvam. Sorry. Niyatam kuru karmatvam karma jayo hyakarmanah. So, do karma because it is better than akarma. And then, like, finally, Krishna said that if someone thinks that karma, I cannot do karma because it will be bandham. There will be bandham out of karma. There are two types of karma. One is bandhanam karma, like karma which lead to bondage, and karma which lead to moksha. So yajna arthat karma, that lead to moksha, and not all other karmas lead to bandhanam. So there are two ways in which a person can do action. One is mithyacharam internally and externally, and the other, this is with respect to performance of action, and the other two ways are with respect to the fruit. So one is bandhanam and one is chitta shuddhi, and through that moksha. So in short, like, we can have three, like, as we discussed, one is mithyachara, the other is karma bandhanam. So mithyacharam will also lead to bandhanam, but it won't lead to that much bandhanam, like external activity. So bandhanam, and then it is Daniyatam Kuru Karmatvam or Karma Yoga. So those are the three things. The first two will lead to bondage. It will lead to more and more trouble. Whereas the third one of Karma Yoga will not lead to trouble. And a person has to compulsorily do karma, because the next few shlokas Krishna is going to give reasons, like give few viewpoints based on which we have to do karma. We shouldn't stay away from karma. So that starts with the next shloka, the 11th shloka. Devan bhavayatanena.
देवान् भावयतानेन
ते देवा भावयन्तु वः
ते देवा भावयन्तु वः
ओके सॉरी माय बैड वी मिस्ड वन श्लोक सह यज्ञा प्रजा सृष्ट्वा
सह यज्ञा प्रजा सृष्ट्वा
पुरोवाच प्रजापतिः
पुरोवाच प्रजापतिः
अनेन प्रसविष्यद्वमेष
अनेन प्रसविष्यद्वमेष
अद्वमेष सो प्रसविष्यद्वमेष
अनेन प्रसविष्यद्वमेष
वोस्त्विष्टकामदुक्
वोस्त्विष्टकामदुक्
सो Krishna is speaking about Prajapati creating. So, Sahayatnyaha Praja Srishtva. Srishtva, after having created Sahayajnaha Prajaha means like including Yajnas Praja, the various people of the world. So Shankara interprets the various people of the world as the three Varnas. So Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. So who are entitled to do Yajnas. So that's what Shankara says here. So after having created Yajna, Prajas along with Yajna, Prajaha, Sahayajnaha, Srishtva. So Srishtva, Pura means like, Pura means afterwards. So Srishtva, after having created Pura, Uvacha, Pura, Uvacha, Uvacha, Puro Uvacha means Pura Uvacha. Uvacha said or proclaimed. So Pura can also be like interpreted in ancient time, that means like long ago. We can say, we can take that meaning as well. Means Pura means Purvam, like very ancient, that means like the beginning. Can say Shankara interprets it as Sarga, the beginning of Sarga. So in the beginning of Sarga, Prajapati means like the ruler of Prajas, which is we can say the various Prajapatis, or we can say the starting Prajapati of Brahma. So Brahma and his children are Prajapatis who are always or continuously doing the action of creation. We can consider it that way, or like we can say it is Brahma, the main Prajapati. So at the starting of creation, he created the three Vargas along with Yajna, and then he said to them, he spoke to them thus. So Sahayajna Prajaha Srishtva Purovacha Prajapatihi Anena Prasavishyadvamesha. So anena means by this yajna. By this yajna, you will have prasavishya advamesha. You will have vriddhi. So the meaning there is like you will have vriddhi. So prasavaha prasavishyadvam. So prasavishyadvam. Yesha. So the splitting there is Prasavishya Advam and Yesha. So Yesha, you know, like this Yajna. Prasavishya Advam means Vriddhi. Vriddhi it will lead to. So Prasavishya Advam. So like Prasavishya Advam, that Dvam, you can say this Kurudvam, or like it will lead to, the future tense, will lead to. And Prasavaha means like Vriddhi. Vriddhi means it will lead you to good things. So these yajnas will lead to your Vriddhi, lead to your good. Therefore, Yesha Ishtakamaduk Vo Astu Ishtakamaduk. So, yesha, these yajnas astu are ishtakamaduk. Ishtakamaduk means they are capable of giving like whatever you want. So, ishtakamam, whatever like desire you have, that will be fulfilled by these yajnas. So wo means like vogditi, means Shankara says wo means like it will give or grant. So Prajapati created people along with yajnas, and he said to them, like, do perform these yajnas. Perform these yajnas because it will lead to your good. So it will lead to your good. How will it lead to your good? It will give you the desired fruits, like whatever fruits you need, whatever fruits you desire, you will get that by performing these yajnas. So we very well know now that like there are different types of yajnas that Krishna himself like explains in the fourth chapter. So all those different types of yajnas and other yajnas, Rajasu yajna, this yajna, that yajna, all those will help us in one or the other way. So they will lead to our well-being, or they will lead to our progress. They will lead to fulfilling our desire in one way or the other. So because of that, we have to do karma. So we have to do karma because we have desires. And since we have desires, those desires can be fulfilled through performing these yajnas. So from the ninth sloka, Krishna is using the word yajna. So it means like these karmas are yajnas. Yajnas means they are supposed, a person is supposed to, or a person should do it as an offering to Ishvara. So that is very important here. But if a person does that, then these yajnas will lead to fulfillment of desires. So even if a person is doing these actions with the desire of moksha, he'll also be benefited by doing these yajnas, because they'll purify his mind. When the mind is pure, automatically there will be jnanam. Jnanam will automatically be given by the Lord, and such a person will realize. So whether it is worldly pleasures or whether it is moksha, all of those will be satisfied, will be fulfilled by performing these yajnas. Therefore, you have to do yajna. So till now, Krishna really was speaking about karma and the way to do karma. Like one is mithyachara, one is karma yoga, and do this. So that was from karma's perspective. So we can consider that from the previous shloka, from the ninth shloka, Krishna is giving the aspect of karma, explaining karma from the perspective of karma phala. So karma phala, one, like karmas will give the fruit and it will lead to bondage. In the second, like as he said, yajnyartad, it will not lead to bondage, it will lead to our progress. So when we are doing this yajnyartam, and even if we are seeking worldly pleasures, but still it will not really give us bondage, it will help. Like if we remember Ishvara, if we remember and try to do it as an offering, yet we need something in life, but we do it as an offering, then that will definitely help us. Slowly, such a person will get purified. So that is the same thing that Krishna says in many shlokas in the ninth chapter, that a person who does actions remembering Ishvara, such a person, though he may be doing bad karmas now, he will become a sadhu, he will become a good person slowly. It may take time, but still slowly he will become a sadhu. So therefore, since there are desires, including the desire for moksha, which is a different desire, but there are desires, since there are desires, therefore we have to do karma. And that's how, like Prajapati, or the person who created us, he has also, like he knew all these would happen. He knew that there will be desires for people, therefore he just didn't create people, he created the ways, or like he created yajna so that the people of the world can fulfill their desires through these yajnas. So therefore, like we have to do karma. So you shouldn't escape from karma. You have to do karma, because that is what Prajapati has created for that. Prajapati created us, and for fulfillment of desires, he has created yajnas, and he has instructed as well. Somehow the instruction got lost in the way, or on the way, like from till now, instruction got lost. So since instruction has got lost, therefore we don't do it as a yajna, we just do it seeking things. So we think it will give us desires, but it will not give us desire. Like it will not fulfill our desires. It may or may not fulfill, whereas the moment we try to do it as an yajna, as an offering to Ishvara, we can rest assured that whatever is good only will happen to us. There may be situations when like we may expect some results and we won't get it, but that will also be for Good. Isn't that the same case for a person who doesn't remember Ishvara and do it? Yes, it is the same case. It is almost the same case, except that such a person is not seeking moksha, he is not remembering Ishvara. Since he is not seeking moksha and he is not remembering Ishvara, therefore chitta shuddhi is impossible. So it will become a bondage. So it is the same, almost the same case that whether a person knows or not, everything happens for the best. But if we know everything happens for the best, then it won't be a bondage. That is the advantage of remembering Ishvara. That's the advantage of remembering that karma is mithya. Any moment we remember that, then it will immediately, like it will fulfill all our desires, because whether our desires are getting fulfilled or not, we will still be happy. So we will desire for some things, we will not desire for other things. If our desires are not fulfilled, still we won't be sad, because we already knew, we expected this, because we know that karma is mithya. We continue with the next shloka in the next day. Hari Om.